Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you know, it's been the same schedule here in the postseason, same team, same venues, which means now it's on to Castle Stadium, John Leidy Memorial Field down in Newburgh Friday night as Coach Mo's Purple search for revenge and search for the school's 10th regional crown Friday night. The Castle Knights of Doug Hurt, Dane Keller, the outstanding quarterback who threw 5 touchdowns against the Panthers, knocking them out and ending their perfect season last year. He and crew 8-3 this trip, winners in 4 of their last 5. The Purple won convincingly the school's 12th sectional crown against Terre Haute North last Friday night. Convincing in such a way that, well, I tell you, there was not much to dislike. And his offensive coordinator, Anthony Lindsay, was telling us.
I mean, we pretty much got after him right from the get-go. And we executed really well all the way around, and Gavin did a good job running the offense. We really pushed the line backwards, their defensive line. We got after them. Like I said, we had an answer for what they were doing after that first game from film, so we definitely did a really good job up front. Having Garrett in there is a huge deal. I mean, he's just a big, massive body. He moves people. They got that quarterback still, receivers. They're going to try and throw it against us like they did last year. So we got to be ready for that. We'll see on film little things. I mean, we'll clean up and be ready to go.
That is offensive coordinator under Mo Moriarty, Anthony Lindsay. And there has not been many when the Panthers haven't been ready to greet the opening whistle this year. And Garrett Hickman does make a difference up front in the O-line. Just ask Christian Paycheck, who has 7 postseason touchdowns here in the last 2 games. Our coverage begins Friday night, Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's a confidence issue brewing. Griffin Oaks, Joseph Gideon, the protection team within a team. Hey, this deficiency has to get corrected, and as Coach Kevin Wilson was telling us Monday at the Hinkey Hall of Champions, you know, November is go month, it's win month, and Indiana certainly dodged a bullet Saturday, but this issue with the kick game has to work itself out.
Well, I think some of it comes back to we've been a little bit inconsistent with the hold. And because we're a little inconsistent with the hold, I think our kicker's a little hesitant and a little late getting started because I think he's not trusting where the spot's going to be. So sometimes you're blocking certain guys based on some timing, and you're beating an edge guy with time. So we have one day off the edge where we were slow. You know, we've been a little inconsistent. You know, we'll figure out with the hold what's going on. There's a couple things you can do scheme-wise, but bottom line, it's, you know, Rutgers, you know, got 2 on us. We'll work it. I don't think, though, the way our kickers have kicked that we can overkick our kickers. I think our kickers are getting a little psychotic, and we got to work through the mental demon. But I don't think I need to pound the kid's legs because there's only so many swings in that leg. And so we'll work some fundamental work, and we'll get addressed with either scheme or personnel. But we're going to put a team out there this week that's going to be confident, and they're going to make kicks. Because this time of year and the games we're playing, they're going to have to make kicks if we're going to win. To score points, it takes 11 guys to do their job. And that kicking team's not the kicker. It's 11 guys. And as a team, that was addressed when the entire team will work as a group and answer the problem, or the entire team will be the problem. Because we've opened up a can of worms, so come get it. So we're going to have to answer the call.
Well, that's the tail of the tape right now. Whole week to get things better with the kicking game. We'll see what happens as things unfold against 12th-ranked Penn State come noon on Saturday out at the Rock Memorial Stadium. Hey, don't forget Sports Talk tonight. Ray Lewis talks about coaching that College Challenge matchup with Team USA and IU Women's Hoops with Terry Morin. Tonight, a little past 6 from Yogi's on Sports Talk. Come on in and join us. I'm Joe Smith.